And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Hotel California on the radio sphere. And, of course, I set off a controversy yesterday, as you well know. It's nothing new to my show. I mean, when you're the leader of the pack in many ways and your ideas are the first out of the box, naturally people attack you. All I said was Trump made a mistake by picking Palin. And, oh, my God, the world came crashing down. Well, first of all, let's go back to what I actually said. I said Trump needs Palin like a hole in the head. Why did I say that? I said it because Trump represents something new in American politics. He represents an independent, not tied to the Republican Party, not tied to the Democrat Party, something new, offering us new hope, new blood, and he reaches out to something old. An old figure in a new campaign does not work for me. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. That's what I said yesterday. Now, what happened was is that we saw that, you know, we've heard 100 times that there are low-information voters on the left. Well, let me tell you something. There's an awful lot of them on the right as well. They are as mindless as the left in what they think people say and what they think people should say. And I want to discuss that today. I want to discuss the issue that I'm raising, which is what is a conservative? That's one of the most important questions we are ever going to cover on the Savage Nation. And I'm going to cover it again today on this show because many of you think you know what a conservative is. And I got to tell you something, you don't. Stop talking to me about Edwin Burke and William F. Buckley Jr. They're dead and buried. They were conservatives in their time. The world has changed. The definition of what a conservative is has changed. The population has changed. The world has changed. With the emergence of ISIS, you better rethink what your terms are. Liberals understand that they're not as liberal as they once were, given the threat from the Islamofascist savages. They give savages a bad name, by the way. But anyway, let's get to the issue at hand. What is a conservative? What do they believe in? Is there a litmus test for conservatism? I don't know what it is. And yet there are those who think they know what it is. And only their definition of conservatism counts. Can you be a conservative and not hold a belief system to every one of the items on the litmus test? And let's not go into the Trump, Cruz, who was a more conservative guy. Because I will show you that Cruz has as many holes in his conservative credentials as does Donald. That's something you got to understand. But let's talk about what a conservative is and what I said when he said, I said he needed Palin like a hole in the head. Let me restate what I'm saying to you. Trump represents something new in the American political system. Palin, he drug up from the past. She endorsed, what's his name? The War Hawk last time. That guy from Arizona with the war hero, allegedly. McCain. She endorsed him. That was a very good, smart move. But it's not about Palin. I don't really have an opinion on Palin per se. She actually makes my flesh crawl along the lines of Duck Dynasty. It's just not my type of people. I'm sorry. Maybe it's my New York values. Maybe it's that I'm a city slicker. I don't really know. I'm nothing against country people. In fact, I never met country people I didn't like, except those in Deliverance. But the fact of the matter is, that's not about country city. It's not about town and gown. She's just not my type in terms of what I'm looking for in a politician. When I play for you what she said last night on the stump for Trump, your flesh will crawl. So let's start it right now and stop it right after she says that thing about ISIS. Go ahead, play it again, Sam.
Are you ready to make America great again? Only one candidate's record of success proves he is the master of the art of the deal. He is beholden to no one but we, the people. How refreshing. He is perfectly positioned to let you make America great again. You ready for a commander-in-chief who will let our warriors do their job and go kick ISIS ass?
Oh. 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 Junior high school cheerleader. sorry, stop the music. Again, she may be a fine person in some ways, and I couldn't say that, but the very same day this happened, and we're not responsible for our children, the Palin son was arrested for alleged domestic abuse and drunk driving. You talk about timing. That was pretty bad timing. I mean, I wasn't wrong. It was right after I went off the air. Bingo. So then my point is that Cruz's minions are community organizers on the right. Write that one down. We heard that Obama's a community organizer. But the minions of Cruz who are attacking me on the blogs are no different than the community organizers that work for Obama. So let's get into what is a conservative. How do you define it? I'll let you join the conversation because I will define it for myself. When I began in radio, 1994, I was asked to define what I stand for. They said, what do you mean conservative? People didn't really understand it that well. And I didn't quote William F. Buckley Jr. or Edmund Burke. I didn't have to go to a textbook to tell you what I believed in. Unlike some who need to go to books to find out what they believe in. Okay? I write the books. I don't need to read your book. What is a conservative? I defined it as borders, language, and culture. And let me tell you something. Tens of millions of libertarians agree with me. They say that they are libertarians who believe in borders, language, and culture, but they just don't want anyone telling them how to live. And I got to tell you something about that. I remember when I first heard the word conservative floated around in a big way in this country. That was in the era of Nixon. I was in my 30s, I believe. When I heard people saying, I'm a conservative, I hated them. Why? Because I saw them as rigid, moronic people who wanted to bully me and tell me how to live. And by the way, whether you like it or not, that is how most of this country sees conservatives. As bullies who want to tell them how to live. Bullies who use crosses in their face to tell them who to sleep with, who not to sleep with. Tell them that they're morally superior to them. Tell them what to do and what not to do with their lives. And that's how people view conservatives to this day. And say, well, it's not true. Well, maybe it's true or not true. That's how it's perceived. That's how conservatives are still seen. And it's drilled into people's brains, by the way. Look at how conservatives are portrayed by the liberals in movies and on TV. Conservatives are seen as not cool, not good looking. They're seen as scowling malcontents who frown on you and try to tell you the way things should be. And of course, the media paints conservatives the same way. You've seen ads where they're portrayed as someone who literally wants to kill your relatives. Remember the ad where they pushed grandma in a wheelchair over a cliff? Or the guy who basically said Romney was responsible for his wife dying? This, unfortunately, is what people think when they hear the word conservative. This is the picture that they have. But the minions who are the community organizers on the right will tell you Trump is not a conservative. So tell me, what is a conservative? Who gave them the mantle and the crown to wear that title? Who gave anyone the right to say, only I am a conservative, and anyone who doesn't follow my way is not a true conservative? Do they even know what that means? Now, that's why Trump is going to win. Because Trump is not seen as that kind of bully. Trump is not seen as that kind of conservative. He may be arrogant, but I don't think he's going to tell you how to live your life. I don't think he's going to hit you with a cross over the head. I don't think he's going to thump a Bible on your head. And as much respect as I have for the Bible, and I read it on this show, and I refer to it when I need to, I don't think he's going to thump it on your head. Trump will not thump the Bible. Now, I've defined conservatism as borders, language, and culture. Way back in 1994, when I began in radio on a little station in San Francisco called KSFO, the program director came up to me because he was a little leery, even though he knew it was a conservative station, and I was a firebrand then. And he said, well, what do you define yourself as? How do you define a conservative? I said, well, I believe in borders, language, and culture. And I have a very strict firewall between that and racism. Between that and telling people how to live their lives. Borders, language, and culture. I do not know of a better definition for today of what a conservative is than borders, language, and culture. Now you'll say I'm omitting this or I'm omitting that. That I'm omitting the Constitution. And I'm omitting this and I'm omitting that. I don't have to say the word Constitution and bang it over your head like a Bible, do I? Do I have to hold up the Constitution and smash you with it to show you that I'm a true believer? Is that what you're expecting now? Borders, language, and culture to me defines it all. Now, of course, there are unfortunately, there are millions of low-information voters. You've heard the phrase over and over and over again, but you don't know where it came from. Where did the words, the phrase, low-information voters come from? Unfortunately, I wasn't given the individual's name, but I have it for you here. Low-information voters, also known as LIVs, or misinformation voters, are people who may vote, but who are generally poorly informed about politics. And many of you think it applies only to liberals. And unfortunately, applies to too many liberals, but it also applies to too many people on the other side. Where did the phrase low-information voter come from? You don't know the answer to that, do you? Well, American pollster and political scientist Samuel Popkin coined the term low-information in 1991. And then he used the phrase low-information signaling in his book, The Reasoning Voter, Communication and Persuasion in Presidential Campaigns. Low-information signaling referred to cues or cues used by voters in lieu of substantial information to determine who to vote for. Examples include voters liking Bill Clinton for eating at McDonald's and perceiving John Kerry and Barack Obama as elitist for windsurfing and golfing, respectively. So you have to understand that the phrase low-information voter can apply across the aisle. We know it applies to most knee-jerk liberals. That's a given. Look at how Obama gets elected when he stands for so many things that are antithetical to America, American values, and even America's survival. It's people who love him anyway are low-information voters. But unfortunately, folks, many of you are low-information voters, and you don't even know it. You sit there, you scream, you write things on blogs against anyone who doesn't say the right words. What does that make you, an intellectual? You are one of the minions that the community organizers on the right are now using to tell you that Trump is not a conservative, or Michael Savage is not a conservative, or this one's not a conservative, or that one's not a conservative. It's like living in communist times when I hear that. Whenever I hear people pointing fingers and say, you're not a real conservative, he's not a real conservative, only I know what a real conservative is, that's exactly the rhetoric that was used by communist organizers in the Soviet Union. They also wanted a purity test. They also drummed people out of the communist movement who were not pure enough for them. Do you know that? Do you know that this didactic mentality comes directly from Lenin? You don't know any of this. Phone number. What is a conservative? What did I say when I meant, what did I mean when I say Trump needs painting like a hole in the head? Here's my phone number. You don't need it. We're sold out. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. Well, we're playing a little patriotic music. We can all say, well, that's conservative music, I guess. But what happens if I like salsa music as well? What happens if I like jazz music? Does that suddenly I'm not 100% conservative? I'm not allowed to like jazz. I can't like salsa music. I can't like Mick Jagger. Okay, watch out where you go with this. We're defining what a conservative is. Be careful where you go with this one. Todd on KSFO, what is a conservative? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, I've been most of my life, actually all of my life, an out of the box conservative. What I mean is I don't follow somebody's mantra. And I think borders, language, and culture, I absolutely agree with. But the root of that is truth. And that's what conservative is. My whole life, I have been consistent in trying to seek the truth in everything. I have a scientific background in computer science. And it's innate with me. But like you say about the low information or misinformation voters, they're absolute drones, and no matter how much I can show them.
But Todd, hold on. We know that the low information voter, as defined by Samuel Popkin in 1991, by the way, does not apply only to liberals. You do know that there are plenty of them on the right, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I've been blocked on other talk show hosts' Facebook pages because I've challenged them.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. There you go. That's right out of the Communist Manifesto.
Absolutely.
So you say you define conservatism as truth, the truth. You're a computer scientist, so you'll appreciate what I'm about to say to you. I have read Plato in mathematical formula. Did you ever hear that show when I studied philosophy 30 years ago? I had to convert the English language to mathematical formula long before computers were creating algorithms. And we had to convert the dialogues of the ancient Greeks into mathematical formulae in order to see how perfect they were. You know where I'm coming from. The perfection of the language, the perfection of the thinking of the ancient Greeks was actually mathematically perfect?
Yes.
Okay. So, Todd, we're now living in an age which is so imperfect that I don't think we can apply a perfect formula to any political movement.
No, you're correct. But the language doesn't change. So, you know, just like Trump is going after Ted Cruz's birthright to the presidency, he's absolutely correct. Ted Cruz's mother had to renounce her citizenship to become a Canadian because they don't allow dual citizenship. He was born after she did this act. But you can't explain this to anybody because they don't want to hear it. It took me 3 weeks to convince my own dad. And finally he...
Well, that's an interesting question, and you're not allowed to even talk about the birth issue with Ted Cruz. And you're not allowed to talk about the fact that his wife works for Goldman Sachs. You're not allowed to talk about the bank loans from Goldman Sachs and Citibank because it doesn't fit the doxy of the Cruzites or the Cruzbots. And the minute you don't fit the doxy, you are ejected as someone who's blasphemous. They're very much like the Muslim fanatics who say there can be only one truth, and that truth is Allah. And if you don't believe in Allah the way I see Allah, you are not a true Muslim. Off with your head. You're getting the same thing now from the low-information voters on the right.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
These great patriotic themes was an immigrant from Portugal. I don't know if you know that, by the way. Portuguese immigrant. There's neither here nor there. There's no hidden message. I may have said something to offend the Cruz bots. They think it's a subtle attack on Cruz. I'm not saying it is. I happen to love Cuban music. Well, I'm not a loyal enough American conservative because I like Cuban music. Now, watch out where you're going with this. I'm challenging you. I've asked you to define what a conservative is because I defined it in 1994 for myself and my audience, and it took off. It's carried me for 21 years. I've had one bestseller after another. Borders, language, culture. I've had liberals come up to me over the years and say, you know, Michael, I'm a borders, language, culture Democrat. I've heard it said. What I'm trying to say to you is watch out with your hard definitions because your fanaticism will drive more people away than it will attract. So I can make this election easy for you. Which of the candidates will best help us defend ourselves from the Islamo-fascists who must be destroyed? Which candidate will best stop the flood of immigrants from pouring over the border and decimating our society? Which immigrant will best support the economy? You know, bring the debt down, cut spending in government. Which candidate will most likely make certain that English is the official language of the United States? Which candidate will most likely support the culture of America? And there's a defined culture of America. It's not as loose as you may think. So I'm asking you to help me with this because many of you, I'm going on many sites after that article came out in two places. You have all of the true believers. If you have to have gone to college to understand what a true believer is, there was a book written about it. True believers are very dangerous, by the way. They're usually very narrow-minded. Michael Savage says Trump needed Palin like a hole in the head. Breitbart.com got it right because they quoted me. Then WND's brilliant writer Cheryl Trumley wrote, Savage said Palin endorsement undermining Trump from within. Sarah Palin's son was jailed on domestic violence charges and alleged drunken assault. That happened, I think, actually before the endorsement, the night before. But I'm sorry to say that today she's saying it's because of PTSD that he did it. And that's not my idea of a conservative reaction to your son being arrested for charges like that. To say it's Obama's fault because he doesn't support the troops. That sounds like somebody making up an excuse to me, Robert, doesn't it? Isn't that's not a conservative value what Sarah Palin just did. Didn't she just come out and say that it's because of Obama that her son has PTSD, and because he has PTSD, he did these things? That's not a conservative thing to do. Let me tell you something. Your children do something. Don't blame someone else for it. You know? And don't blame yourself for it either. Blame them. Blame them. Don't blame yourself for what your children do. That's all I can tell you. You don't own your children. Read Cahil Gibran on love and on children. It's one of the most beautiful books ever written. I'm sorry to tell you he was a Muslim and gay and a heroin addict, but he wrote one of the most beautiful books in history. Oh, yeah. You don't have to select from a certain library of approved books to learn anything. Why, there's a list now? Like the Communist Playbook? You can only read these books? Cahil Gibran. I read him in college. He was very popular in those days. He wrote a piece on children. He wrote a piece on family, a piece on love. It's some of the most touching writing I've ever read. I didn't know till years later I think he was a Syrian or a Persian. Lebanon. So he's Lebanese, Muslim, and a heroin addict and gay. And a great writer, by the way. I'm not allowed to quote him or read him. Why? Was it written in some book somewhere what I could read? You want to live in that world that's so narrow? I don't. Now you understand why so many Americans, especially young ones, are leery of conservatives and the label conservative. And the minute you say, I'm a conservative, they run away from you because they're afraid you're trying to dictate to them what they should eat, what they should see, who they should sleep with, what they should read. Liberals do that. Liberals tell them what to read, what to eat, what to do this and that. Liberals are the most controlling freaks on the planet. But we haven't gotten that message across to the young yet, that they're more controlled by liberals than they are by someone else. So I wouldn't define yourself as a conservative if you think you're that didactic in your belief system. I don't think you're a conservative. You're something else. There's another word for it, and we'll have to let you figure out what it is. Now, what I'm proposing to you is that we're living in an emerging world. Now, you want to be a fanatic, and you want to say you know what a conservative is, and here are the principles, and they were written by this one, they're written by that one, and this is it, and either you follow this or you don't. You really? How many of the people who espouse that follow it 100%, number one? They remind me of the preachers that get up there with a Bible. Tell you, Jesus is going to punish you. And I tell you out there, many of you don't believe. But if you believe, God will come down in your teardrop and save you tonight. And the next day, they're seen with a boy in a car outside the church. How many times has that happened? Watch out for the fanatics on all sides of the aisle. So if I'm a man in this state, where does that, how do you define me? You're telling me I'm a chameleon because I don't want to follow the didactic definition of what a conservative is? Doesn't make me a chameleon. My beliefs are very strong, but they're very forgiving and they're very inclusive. Anyone can believe in borders, language, and culture, by the way. Anyone can support borders, language, and culture. They don't have to say, oh, therefore I am this or therefore I am that. Any American would support the borders. That's why I like Trump. He said he'll build a wall. He said he'll stop the flood of Muslims coming into America till we can figure out who's coming in. I like that. Borders, language, culture. Fits perfectly. WABC, Bob, go ahead. I've talked, you talk.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I totally agree with you that we're in an emerging market right now, and you cannot put labels on people. There is no true conservative, no true liberal, really. I mean, just look at even the views on China between Sanders and Trump. They're similar, maybe for different reasons, but they are similar in that they both think China's killing us and using us. So there is...
Wait, hold on. I want to hear you. Trump says we should have a tariff on Chinese goods, which I wrote about 2 books ago because I believe it strongly. Conservatives would say that tariffs are terrible because that's not free market economics, and Ronald Reagan doesn't believe in that. Apparently, they put a stethoscope into his coffin and asked him about this day and age. So what does Sanders believe? We should have tariffs on Chinese goods or not?
No, I think he believes, I think that he believes that we shouldn't be in China and shouldn't be doing production over there. That's what I'm saying. They both have similar views on China, maybe for different reasons, but they both don't like the Chinese.
Well, Sanders is a lifetime communist. Make no mistake about it. He is as different from Trump as you can possibly find. He is a lifetime communist. No matter what he says, he's a lifetime communist. He has been his whole life. So now he's modified his message into a progressive liberal socialism. It's the same thing. He's a communist. He's always talked about seizing industries, taxing individuals. He's talked about restricting freedom. The man is a lifetime maniac on the left. But that's not your point, Bob. What is your point?
Actually, that's not my point. I could never vote for Sanders. I never would. My point was that there are no labels on people, that the views go across the aisles, whether it's liberal, conservative, whatever it is. Trump has liberal views on certain things and conservative views on other things.
But that's why he's being attacked by the didactic who say he's not pure enough.
The end of our two-party system because of that, because you can't put a label on somebody as a liberal Democrat or as a...
Tell me about the America of today when you have liberals who are fiscal conservatives and you have people who are transgendered sexually who are fiscal conservatives. How would you define them?
Just that way.
Just that way. That's right. That's right. You cannot put a label on someone that's that convenient anymore. You have a transgendered person who's very conservative in terms of fiscal policy, in terms of national security. They love America, but just their sexual thing is their own business. So what? They're not conservative because they're transgendered?
My question is this. You have so many radio and TV hosts out there who put a label on somebody, and if they don't follow it 100%, they're against that person. And I think that's the most ridiculous thing in the world, and it hurts the whole thing.
All right, so, Bob, when I did the show yesterday that Trump needed Palin like a hole in the head, it set off a shockwave across the blogosphere. I am being attacked like I've never seen by these, I don't know, small people, small-minded people, who think that they know what a conservative is, and I'm not a conservative because I said that. And I want to know, how did it strike you? Did you hear the show yesterday when I said that?
I heard that part of the show, yeah. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but it's...
All right, hold on. When you first heard me say, Sarah Palin endorses Donald Trump, I said, Trump needed Palin like a hole in the head. What was your immediate reaction?
My immediate reaction was that, you know, Palin's passé already. She hasn't been around for a long time, and he didn't.
That was exactly why I said it. Trump is a new phenomenon in politics. He's not a classic Democrat or Republican. He represents a new force. And she represents the last campaign a decade ago. Don't bring us back there, for God's sakes. That's an error, is what I said.
Right.
That doesn't mean I'm attacking her. I don't know who she is, actually. I don't follow her. I don't watch reality shows. I don't watch hunting and fishing shows. So I don't know what she does. She came and she went. Why are we being dragged back there? That's my point, Bob. Thank you for that call. I want to give a lot of people a chance because many of you are foaming to talk about this topic, by the way, on what is a conservative. I love the topic because we've never done it. We've never done it. So what we got to do right now, Robert, is play for 1 minute what I said yesterday, my exact words, not what I was quoted as saying. Listen to clip number one. All right, stop the music. Oh, this is earth-shaking. Oh, it's earth-shaking. Sarah Palin just endorsed Donald Trump. Great. Oh, I can sleep better. Great. That's so important. Sarah Palin endorses Donald Trump. That's smart. Just what he needed. Now I can rest. I can sleep much better tonight. The very day they could have taken Hillary down on the email thing, they put up this, I have no words for this. I'm afraid we're seeing the meltdown now of the campaign where they're turning to the very same people who destroyed Romney. They're undermining him from within. He's not listening to those who know what he could do. They're listening to the professional advisors, and it happens to every campaign just at this point. Just when they're about to win, they lose. He needed Palin like a hole in the head. I am greatly honored to receive Sarah's endorsement, Mr. Trump said. She is a great friend and a high-quality person whom I have great respect for. I'm proud to have her support. I'm sorry. To me, it's a neg. Why he did this is a matter of conjecture. But however, my friends, what in the world does he think she will bring to the party? God forbid he selects her as a running mate. That's the end of the campaign. Over. It's official, though. Don't worry. You can sleep better at night. ISIS is now quaking in their robes. Sarah Palin just endorsed Donald Trump. Isn't that wonderful? She endorsed him in Iowa. I don't understand why that matters, but okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's of absolute no value or of negative value. All right, so the article came out from some, I don't know, Right Something, Right Source, whatever, and I put it up on my Facebook account, and you can't believe the hatred from the Cruz bots. You cannot believe the hatred from the low-information voters on the right. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COI. We're arguing or discussing what is a conservative, because that's what's going around right now. It's a discussion that is, it has to happen. There is an entire campaign to destroy Trump coming from the so-called conservative movement, saying he's not a real conservative, he's a liberal socially, now he's a social liberal, and therefore you can't vote for him. Well, that's very smart. That's very smart. So you're going to wind up with Hillary Clinton as the president again. I love it. Throw yourself on the sword for your belief system. The fanatics, very much like the Muslim fanatics, who say that the Quran is the only way. All the interpretations of the old Quran are exactly right. There's no modification possible. You cannot be a fanatic in this world, whether it's a religious fanatic or a political fanatic. It's as simple as that. That's how I see it anyway. And for me, anyone who will give me national security and fiscal responsibility, and close the borders, and reassert English as the official language, and support the great culture that gave us this America, that's good enough for me. Now, what do you mean by a litmus test? What do you mean? Let's go down the list of all the things he's not good on. Let's say he's a social liberal because what? You know what the word is. It's the word that cost Republicans the elections since Ronald Reagan. It's the abortion issue again. I know women, I've heard them for 20 years say to me, I'd vote for that Republican except for the abortion issue. Do you know that? I've heard it over and over again. And whether you want to accept it or not, that's a reality. And you don't have to support abortion to oppose partial birth abortion. That's an interesting statement. You do not have to support abortion to vehemently criminalize those who trade in baby body parts. There's a huge difference between a family that doesn't want children. I know that's anathema to many of you. I get that. You're not going to change your mind, but you're not going to change the mind of tens of millions of kids who don't want families at certain points in their life. It's as simple as that. You don't understand that. Let's have that discussion then. You want to criminalize abortion? You want women to start using sewing needles again? You want them to travel to Puerto Rico to get an abortion or wherever they have to go? You want them to start traveling to Cuba for an abortion or Mexico to go in some dirty hovel somewhere and get a coat hanger put into their private parts? Because that's what was going on in America in the 1950s. So you don't have to accept partial birth abortion, which is a crime against humanity, to understand that tens of millions of women and their boyfriends don't want children. And they have a right not to have children. Do you understand that? Did I clear that up for you? Did I shock you? Are you nauseous? I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Savage States of America.
Yeah, breaking news. We're arguing over what is a conservative. Well, this will help you define who you are. This happened minutes ago. Senate Democrat Socialist Islamist Party just blocked the Syrian refugee bill. Now, what is that? They didn't even want to consider a Republican bill to curb the flow of Syrian and Iraqi refugees into the United States in order to prevent terrorists from slipping in. The Democrats said we're not even going to discuss it. Democrats like Feinstein and Boxer who make... I can't even finish the sentence. You know and I know. You know and I know millions of dollars are flowing into the hands of their friends and family from the refugee crisis. You know it and I know it in your heart. Why should it be any different from this than anything else that they do? Democrats said, no, we're not even going to vote on blocking the flow of Syrian and Iraqi refugees to prevent terrorists from slipping in. We don't care. We don't care. We don't care at all. So the Democrats said, we're not even going to vote on it. President Mabow said he would veto the bill if it made to his desk because he wants a flood of Muslim refugees into America. His middle name is, after all, an indicator of his orientation and his proclivities and his friendships, in my opinion. So does that help you define who you are? Or you're going to exclude anyone who opposes the Democrats on this and say they're not your friend, they're not your ally? Trump's not your ally because he's not pure enough on so many other issues. Is that your point? You'd rather have another Democrat win the presidency because you're such a fanatical believer in yourself? More specifically, your view of what a conservative should be as opposed to what a conservative need be? I mean, it's okay to quote a textbook on what a conservative is, but Burke has been dead for 200 years. Buckley, so far as I know, died 40 years ago. You don't have to sit and quote a book on what a conservative is. Live the life. Live the life. You're listening to a diehard conservative, Michael Savage. Borders, language, culture. It's been my motto since 1994. I've had people trying to take me down because they're my competitors. Do you understand that? That has nothing to do with my philosophy. And so I'm helping you define who you are. I'm helping you stop being gulled like a low-information voter. You think that low-information voter refers only to liberals because you don't even know the derivation of the phrase. It was defined in 1991, low-information signaling was written by the political scientist Samuel Popkin, who was a liberal, by the way. He coined the term low information in 1991 when he used the phrase low information signaling in his book, The Reasoning Voter. And he basically was referring to people who were swing voters. He tended that they voted on split tickets more than well-informed voters do. And they said that low information voters don't have developed clear, have not developed clear-cut ideological preferences. Now, linguist George Lakoff wrote that the term low-information voter back in the 90s is a pejorative mainly used by American liberals to refer to people who vote conservative against their own interests and assumes they do it because they lack sufficient information. So, if you think that the phrase low-information voter only applies to liberals, you're mistaken. The term was originally written by liberals to define conservatives. So, this is going to help you a little bit. Define your political philosophy and understand where you may stand. The absence of information is a dangerous thing for low-information voters. But it occurs as much on the right as we see today as it does on the left. And we're going to go now to my Facebook page because of the article I wrote. You'll see the low-information voters that the Ted Cruz bots attacking me. Someone says, I find her voice is like nail. It's not about, they missed my point. I didn't attack Sarah Palin. Nowhere did I attack Palin. I said that Trump needed Palin like a hole in the head because he is some new phenomenon in American politics. Maybe he's new and old, I get it. But he's not owned by the Democrats, not owned by the Republicans. He's an independent. He speaks our language. She is from the past. She's from the last campaign. She goes back two campaigns ago. She had her 15 minutes of fame two campaigns ago. And that was my point. It's going to date Trump's campaign. It's going to define him in a way that he does not want to be defined. You understand that? Now, I know that he chose her to help him in Iowa with the religious voters. And I know that people who say, here's one, many, many real conservatives don't endorse Trump. That they're getting from the true believers. You have to have gone to college to read the book, The True Believer, to even understand what you become. If you're saying, oh, real conservatives don't support Trump because he's not a real conservative. Oh, thump your chest. Hold up your book. Hold up your book. Thump your chest. Okay. So people are writing, Trump isn't a conservative. What do you mean he's not a conservative? What did he do wrong? So you're not understanding what I'm saying to you. Another one writes this, Michael, I love to listen to you as often as I can, but my grown sons don't like to listen to you because they don't like Yankees, especially from New York City. Can you believe this one? Let's see. She is America. Jealous hatas are what's wrong with this country. Michael is usually right, but he's so wrong on Sarah. Another one writes, Trump is doing so well on his own. While Palin may be an American patriot, her presence might change the dynamics of the Trump campaign. That is what I fear. That's what I'm saying to you. What the heck did he need her for? What did he need her for? Did you hear what she said on the stump last night? She became hysterical. She became a stereotype. It was awful. And I think that he should back off from the Palin thing as soon as Iowa is over. Now, you may say he sank Cruz with her endorsement, and it was just a chess game. Okay, maybe that's true. I think that we need to discuss this. I think we must discuss this. 855-400-7282. Let's play the Palin piece so you can judge for yourself.
You ready for a commander-in-chief who will let our warriors do their job and go kick ISIS ass?
Great. Terrific. That's going to really win over the American electorate. That's what we needed. A junior high school cheerleader. Stumping for Trump. Very good. That's all. I didn't say she's a bad person. But she's dated. She's passé. She's from another time. It's dragging us back to the campaign when the first campaign came along. There she was again. I don't want to be brought back there. I want something new. That's all. And then today, frankly, you tell me about conservative values. You keep saying, Sarah Palin is a true conservative. Well, she may be. But what she said today was not truly conservative. Her son was arrested for drunk driving and domestic violence and threatening someone with an AR-15. And she said it's because of Obama that he did it, because Obama doesn't support troops. Excuse me, if that's a conservative value, you better rethink what a conservative value is. A conservative now whining and complaining that the president caused her son to go off the rails? That's not too conservative from my point of view. I always took responsibility for my kids. Thank God I didn't have any problems with them. Oh, little, you know, Tom Sawyer-esque kind of things, that's about it. But I didn't blame anyone for it. I didn't say, oh, it was because of your teacher or because of the school or because of America. Not at all. I mean, when he took my car in 1985, when I was sleeping, a drag race with it on, I had to go back east to teach because I was white. They wouldn't hire me. And so I had to go back east to teach and upset the whole family. And he had to change high school. So he became rebellious. I had a brand new 1985 Ford Mustang convertible, a 5-liter with a 4 on the floor. I was wondering why the clutch seemed wobbly on some mornings, and the tires smelled a certain way. He admitted to me that he was drag racing when I fell asleep on the Sunrise Highway. That's about the only problem I had. It's a funny story in retrospect, but it was the only car in the family at the time. It wasn't funny. All right, so that's how I didn't blame anyone. I didn't say he went drag racing because Ronald Reagan was president. He went drag racing because that Reagan was so mean and so tough that he had no outlet for his energies. He had to go drag racing. All right. What do you define a conservative for me? Gerald on WJR, what's your definition?
Michael, conservatism is a process of objectively analyzing reality. You know, as a young man returning from a war in Vietnam and Korea in the year 1970s, I attended the University of Michigan. At that time, there were still some conservative professors there. All right. They told us that we always would, if we were going to be a conservative, you define it in three different steps. You say, is there a reason for change? Is there a plan? And is it the best plan? Donald Trump embodies that process of conservatism.
Oh, so Gerald, hold on. That's all I'm saying. So why are the Cruz bots saying he's not conservative enough?
I have no idea. They're attempting to define him in either a social or political endeavor.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They're saying he's a social liberal, therefore he's a bad man.
You just blow that off. I mean, yeah, man, oh, man. I mean,
Yeah, well, so these are the same people who destroyed Romney and gave us Obama. Now they want to destroy Trump and give us Hillary. What, are they working for the Hillary Clinton campaign? You want me to go that far? I could say maybe they're really taking money from Hillary. I know it's not true, but I may as well say that, since they're accusing Trump of being a liberal.
Oh, man. No, I tell you, one of the strongest...
Gerald, I know, I'm telling you right now, they're going to, if they undermine Trump, I'm looking at my Facebook page, you got all of these true believers saying, he's not a conservative, not a conservative, not a conservative, we're not voting for him. So who are they going to vote for, Hillary Clinton?
Oh, gosh, no.
Gerald, I'm sending you a copy of Government Zero back in a minute. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. It is clear that Hillary is falling, and we're going to be faced with an amazing election. It's going to be a landslide for Trump. Whether or not the others on the Republican stage attack him from now till doomsday, he's going to win. It'll be a landslide like we have never seen in this country, because America doesn't want a crackpot spritzer from New York City. A lifetime socialist, communist, whatever you want to call him. He says socialist is a new phrase for communist. This guy's been a communist all his life, not a socialist. And if it's 15% of the population that want communism, that's about the max. I can't wait for Trump to win. And then what are you going to say? You're not going to vote for him because he's a social liberal? What do you mean by social liberal? Tell me where he's a social liberal. Where is he a social liberal? And again, you're going to bring up abortion. You're going to say he's pro-choice. What else is he a social liberal on? Immigration, is he? He said he's going to build a wall with Mexico. You're saying he won't. How do you know he won't? At least he's saying he will. Which other candidate will do it? Tell me who actually could get it done. Who do you think has the presence of mind? And I'm going to use the right word. People said alpha male. The mental power. The willpower. Willpower. Which of the candidates has the willpower to force Congress to do the right thing? Who has the best chance of imposing his will upon Congress? By shaking hands, by staring people down, by telling them they've got to do it, by hardballing them. Who could do that better than Trump? I don't know who. See, he's got the personality for that. He's a big personality. He's a huge personality. And we need a huge personality. Reminds me a little bit of LBJ in that regard. No one's brought that up yet. They've compared him to, I would compare him to Winston Churchill. People have compared him to Reagan. No one's ever said he's got, see, he's got the political capacity of LBJ. Because of his big personality. No one said that yet. Okay, but it's something new. And when Trump wins, and it's Trump versus the commie from New York with the crumpled suit and the tuna fish stain on his lapel, never mind the spritzel down the lapel, and it's 85-15, and America says no to communism, finally, and we slam the border shut, and we stop the flood of immigrants, particularly from the Middle East, and he starts the deportation process going. And not only is the military refunded, but the Border Patrol is given the power to stop the flood. The Border Patrol is given the power to stop the flood. The Border Patrol is given the funds to stop the flood. You wait and see what happens in this country. You wait and see if you'll have people chaining themselves to bridges. You'll have law and order in this country. It'll run all the way down to the local police. They will be proud to be police again. And the vermin who are attacking them will stop because they're going to jail. When Trump becomes president, the street vermin who are upsetting our social order, who are wrecking our everyday life by blocking bridges and tunnels and roads and highways in the name of this or that or this one cranky thing after another, all lies, nothing but lies, they will go to jail and they will stay in jail and they will have the book thrown at them. That's what's going to happen, and America will be great again because of that, because we're going to have a strong leader who believes in America. Now, does he pass the litmus test on everything? No, nobody does. But we'll have America back again. That's my opinion. And I'm willing to take 60 to 80% of what I want as opposed to zero. Now, if you want to be a true believer and say, well, he doesn't meet the litmus test, I'm not voting for him, that's your problem. Then you lose again like you did with Obama. That's exactly why Romney was destroyed. Because he wasn't pure enough. And I want to tell you again, this purist mentality is very much like communism. You may say, that's shocking. No, it comes right out of the communist playbook. You know, the communists went around in Russia after they took power after the October Revolution of 1917, and you had the Bolsheviks, then the communists. They ran around the country. They threw people out of the party who were not pure enough. They were considered counter-revolutionaries. It happened under Mao Zedong. If you didn't follow Mao's insanity more purely enough, you were thrown out of the Communist Party in China, and you were punished. Is that what you want in America from the so-called right wing? That's what you're getting.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Maybe that's what people want to hear. Maybe they want to hear it. Junior high school level cheerleader. Who knows what the average person wants? Who are the low information voters? Well, according to the man who defined the term, Mr. Popkin, in 1991, it's people who have low information who vote, and they usually split the ticket. And the social political scientist Samuel Popkin coined the term low information in 91 in his book, The Reasoning Voter. And it was normally applied by him because he was a liberal to conservatives. Then it was used by conservatives to apply to liberals. Where does that get us? If you're going to define every liberal as low information voter, where do you get with that? How do you win them over just to understand the danger they are in from their liberalism? Tell me how that helps you get them over to your side. Tell me how. How are you going to get someone who's defined as an Obama supporter who may not be stupid, but they're afraid of the religious right? They're afraid of people telling them how to live? They're afraid of people telling them their sexual orientation is wrong? How are you going to get them to understand that they can be your natural ally in defending America because they believe in secure borders, English as the official language, and the American culture as the norm? You have to explain to them that not all conservatives are zealots. And you have to explain to the zealots that it's better to get 65 to 75% of something than 100% of nothing, which is apparently something they haven't learned in Business 101. I remember when I was young and just entering the world of business and trying to do book deals, and I didn't get everything I wanted in my book contracts. I used to get very angry until a smart agent said to me, "You want 100% of nothing?" You know, you wanted 100% of nothing, and how he said it to me. Sometimes people, there are smart people out there who can teach you things. That goes along with the story of, do you want to be right or do you want to be smart? You want to be right or you want to be smart? That lawyer, again, 40 years ago, I was infuriated by somebody who stole a book from me. A publisher took it, looked at it, and said, "No, I'm sorry, we're not going to publish it." And then the next thing I knew, it was published by someone else. They gave it to one of their better, you know, more popular authors who stole the entire book from me. I wanted to sue the company. And the lawyer said to me, "Do you want to be right or do you want to be smart?" I didn't want to hear him. He said, "Well, I'm trying to tell you something. You're not going to win. Because ideas are not copyrightable in America. I didn't know that either. Did you know that? Did you know that titles are not copyrightable? Ideas are not copyrightable. Anyone could rip them off. You didn't know that. So I learned something. He taught me that I have to know what I'm talking about before I act. Okay, 855-400-7282. We're basically arguing over what is a conservative. There are so many other news items out there. But I'm only interested in this today. Because this is all it's about, what it's all about. All I did was say that Trump needed Palin like a hole in the head. And the world came crashing down. And I was attacked viciously by the zealots. I don't know how else to put it. The zealots who apparently want to... They define their zealousness by losing elections. They pride themselves on losing elections. That's what defines them as a conservative. In fact, the more elections they lose, the more conservative they feel. They like being the loser. All I said was Trump said, or Michael Savage said, Trump needed Palin like a hole in the head. That's what I actually said. I didn't attack Palin. And I'll say it over and over again. He is something new. She is something old. She's baggage from another time. Moreover, she lost an election. Why would you drag up someone who lost? And then people say, but many real conservatives don't endorse Donald Trump. All right, don't endorse him. But that doesn't mean you have to tear him down before he becomes president. Well, you want Hillary to be president? 855-407-282. What is conservatism? I'm asking you a good question. I have so many great callers from around America. Again, we're being swamped by callers from the big stations in the East. New York values, apparently. apparently, New York values include calling radio shows. I guess New York values include conservatives who listen to Michael Savage on WABC and other, like WMAL, monster signals. WJR, I guess they have New York values, East Coast values, and they call conservative shows to join in the conversation. That's a New York value. Okay, Ari, in North Carolina on WAAV Radio. Ari, what's your point?
Well, Dr. Savage, I think the ascent of Donald Trump, it seems like, on TV, like a comedy of errors, but I think there is a hidden wisdom in that. Because he is shaking up the whole political spectrum and causing people to rethink where they stand politically. And it could be a eureka moment for the country in that people will be willing to look at him because he doesn't fit the paradigm. And
that's what I'm saying. That's why I think it was a mistake to embrace Sarah Palin, because she clearly demarks something else other than Donald's message.
Well, she'll bring something into.
All right, maybe in the end, at the end of the day, she'll bring a certain quotient in that wouldn't have been there. I can't say. I suppose that they were thinking she'll bring in the so-called evangelical, which again is a definition that has no meaning. It's a way of demeaning people to call them evangelicals, as we discussed yesterday. It's a way of diminishing them into some small minority of fanatic, Bible thumpers. That's not what evangelicals are.
She gives them.
Thank you for the call. Okay, let's run through all the callers right now. Internet, Grant, 30 seconds or less. Define conservative.
Michael Savage, conservatism to me is maintaining a national identity. And you see this happening in Germany where they're letting a flood of refugees in. Their culture polarized against the German culture. Their national identity is falling apart. And that's exactly what would happen to America if Bernie Sanders was elected president.
So then my definition of borders, language, and culture, would you approve of that?
Oh, definitely. I think a national identity would definitely encompass the culture of America, the culture of the...
All right. Well, I've done it in many books. I'm setting you Government Zero, where I define it best. My last book did the best job of all of them. Stay on the line. You'll get Government Zero, which defines what a conservative believes better than anything I've ever written. Let's put it to you that way. Let's see what the next caller has to say on the Internet. WMAL, Bob, you have a statement to make. Please make it.
Well, I think that Trump is following your advice to the T by putting Palin. on the ticket or bring it, not on the ticket, but bringing her in, he's basically being smart and not right. I think you're right, and I agree with you as far as Palin is being very trying on the ear. But on the other hand, just on Facebook alone, I look that she's got 4.6 million followers. And I know for a fact, because I followed her over the years for other reasons, that she was very instrumental in the building of the Tea Party and was instrumental in actually Cruz's his rise to power. So
Hold on. That's exactly the point. So it's the Cruz campaign that's attacking Donald Trump.
Yes, but she turned her back on Cruz and jumped over to...
Well, but listen to what I just said. It's the Cruz campaign that is attacking Donald Trump by saying he's not conservative enough. They're using the old tactics of the Communist Party on him. He's not pure enough. He's not true enough. He's not conservative enough. Those are the tactics of the diehard communists right after the Bolshevik Revolution. Now, I keep saying, do you want to win the election or do you want to keep arguing over what is more pure than who's? I'm more pure than you. I'm holier than thou, in other words. So, Bob, are you a member of a... Where is the Tea Party today? Does it exist?
I'm not a member, but I covered it, okay?
Where is the Tea Party? Where did it go? What happened to it?
The Tea Party's still around.
What is it? Tell me what it is.
A group of people that were never politically involved in the system and suddenly got interested in the system. The fact that the Republicans...
All right, they were defined originally by Spiro Agnew calling them what? He gave them a name. He had a name. Spiro Agnew had a name for those people, disaffected individuals in the same way. And, so the Tea Party coalesced around that concept of the Tea Party, or sort of a revolt, a revolution, throwing the tea into the bay, that kind of thing, a revolutionary fervor of we're not going to take it anymore. And they've been trumped and beaten by Obama, unfortunately. Obama's a vicious, vicious man. He is the real enemy of America. He used all the power of the government, not to defeat ISIS, but to defeat Americans who wanted America back again. Thank you for the call. Never lose focus on who the true enemy is here. It's Obama who hates America. It's Obama who hates freedom. It's Obama who is fundamentally an autocrat, who has gone around Congress every way he can with the corrupt Harry Reid, with the corrupt Nancy Pelosi, with the illegitimate Democrat Party that doesn't want anything out in the open. Never forget who the enemy really is. And I'll use that term. They are the enemy of everything we believe in and our freedoms. Never forget who the enemy is. And now we come back again. How do you defeat that enemy? Who is best able to defeat that enemy in a general election? That's all we're talking about. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COI. So, the Tea Party was formally defined as the silent majority by Spiro Agnew, incidentally. Tea Party didn't emerge out of nothing. In fact, Donald Trump continuously talks about the silent majority. What is the silent majority? It's you. You have no representation. It's me. I live in California. I have no senator. I have no congressperson. It's all left-wing fanatics. The most corrupt party in the history of America. Worse than Boss Tweed. Under Feinstein and Boxer and Pelosi, it's like Boss Tweed is running the state. I have no representation. I was shocked that when I went to court and I had faced a judge appointed by Barack Obama, that she found in my favor at a district level. I'm sure she knows who I am, but she put that aside because she was fair-minded. I wish to God I could say the same thing about Feinstein, Boxer, and Pelosi, but I can't. In that sense, I have no representation. So does that make me a member of the silent majority and the Tea Party? Technically, yes. And what is it inspired by? Freedom, freedom of speech. We can go on and on. We can define it over and over again. I'm the silent majority. I support Blue Lives Matter. How's that? You want me to go down the list? You want me to do the punch list for you? I'm a member of the silent majority. I support Blue Lives Matter, not thugs who do a crime and then when they get caught, they say they're a victim. That's a complete distortion of reality. So what is the definition of a conservative? Spiro Agnew said, it's time for America's silent majority to stand up. That's what he said. That's how the first time I ever heard it. Unspecified large group of people in a country or group who do not express their opinions publicly. Popularized by Nixon in 1969, in which he said, and so tonight to you, the great silent majority, my fellow Americans, I ask for your support. Silent majority. Interesting. Phrase was used in the 19th century as a euphemism, referring to all the people who have died and others who have used it before and after Nixon to refer to groups of voters in various nations of the world. There's always something before the before, right? In the 19th century, it was used to refer to the dead. The dead. The number of living people, by the way, is less than the number who have died throughout human history. Did you know that? You ever think about that one? That's a weird one. The number of living people is less than the number who have died throughout human history. In 2011, there were approximately 14 dead for every living person. That's shocking. Anyway, I don't want to get into dead again. As the New Yorker portrait profile of me in 09 wrote, the writer, he said he refers to death about every 3 minutes. I think I moved away from that. But okay, we won't go there today. Death, dying. WABC, Matthew, fire away. What is a conservative?
Well, I'll tell you what it isn't. We'll call Marx called a useful idiot, the low information voter. But Dr. Savage, when you think about Fox News,
but they exist. They exist on the right as well as on the left. We have useful idiots on the right who are now attacking Trump because he doesn't meet up to their standards.
That's why you have a disenfranchised Tea Party that can't come together when you have an IRS targeting scheme that was never, ever actually appropriated because we have a Justice Department that's so bad. A voter ID being passed in by the Supreme Court allowing people to vote without any type of driver's license or government ID.
All right. So, but what is that? Well, hold it. We all agree on those points. We understand it's criminal behavior to say that an illegal alien can vote in our country. We understand that's a crime against our nation. We understand using the IRS against political opponents is right out of the Soviet Union. So those are issues for conservatives, yes. But you're not saying that Donald Trump wouldn't take care of those problems. I don't think you're saying that.
Well, no. But what I'm saying is just like you have a commanding lead on the share market of radio is why people resonate with you and with Donald Trump. Because for once, we're finally getting somebody who's speaking what we've been talking about, what you've been talking about for 20 years, Dr. Savage, and it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
Borders, language, culture, my mantra for 21 years. Borders, language, culture, borders, language, culture, borders, language, culture. And on those points, Donald Trump meets my litmus test. Is he 100% in every direction that I want? I don't know yet. He's not president. We'll have to wait and see. We're almost out of time. The end of almost 2 hours. They've flown by. They've flown by like a screaming eagle, haven't they? And in the next hour, we'll do all the news, views, and reviews that you've come to expect. We'll continue this topic of what is a conservative. And I will help you understand that the low information voter, as defined by Popkin, the progenitor of the phrase, can apply to the right as well as the left. You understand that? Maybe you could understand that. You could be a low-information voter, even though you're self-righteous.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content,
psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, silent majority, welcome back to The Savage Nation. That's an old phrase going back to the 1800s, but it has new meaning today, doesn't it? Now, many people who listen to this show consider themselves part of a silent majority without representation. And that we have a more silent minority, as exemplified by the silent minority of communists, socialists, and Islamists who are in the Democrat Party, denying us our causes, denying us our complaints, and overriding everything that we wish to have in America, even though we're the majority. This tiny minority working behind the scenes in the dark, Feinstein, Boxer, Pelosi, all the way up the chain to Obama, they are those who are trampling on the rights of those of us in America who are probably the majority of taxpayers, incidentally. Not probably, definitely. We are denied the privilege of having our causes of complaint even looked into. For example, today, the Republican Party tried to vote on denying funding to bring in any more refugees from Iraq and Syria, because they're afraid of the terrorists amongst them. And the Democrats denied that vote. That's called tyranny. The Democrat Party is now the party of the tyrants. And that's what's it's at stake with this election. You want more of the tyrants, as exemplified by Obama going around Congress at every turn. Hillary, who's a gangster. Gangster email scandal. You're not even talking about it. The biggest story of our time. That a Secretary of State would take information above top secret level and put it on a private server. We don't know how many foreign entities stole that information or used it to kill our troops. You want to get down and dirty? How many troops died because of the loose lips that sank ships? Remember that phrase from World War II? Loose lips sink ships. Well, it applies to Hillary Clinton just as well. So maybe loose emails sink whatever. I don't have the poetry today in this hour. Loose emails sink, does that have to rhyme with mail? Right? Loose lips sink ships. Loose emails, I can't rhyme. Anyone who comes up with a rhyme gets a free copy of my book. Loose emails sink blank, blank, blank. It has to rhyme with mail. So we're defining what happens when you step out of line from the diehards, the Bolsheviks in the conservative side. There are Bolsheviks on the conservative side who are like Mao Zedong, or like Lenin or Marx. And if you don't endorse their views 100%, you're not considered a rightful communist anymore. Now you're not a rightful conservative. Like Trump's not a rightful conservative because he doesn't meet the protocols of the elders of the so-called right wing. All I said yesterday was I didn't attack Palin. I don't happen to like her, by the way. I'm not a big fan of that whole thing. That whole thing doesn't turn me on. I was never like one of those guys who was like, wow, she's hot. No. Sorry. But it's not about whether she's hot or not hot. I just, big deal. I mean, she said the right things. Good. But that was then. This is now. She's old. Trump was new. Trump brought newness, freshness to the airs. And now he has to go drag up someone from the past? That's what I was saying. Don't read what I said, what I didn't say. It's like England again. Here is exactly what I said yesterday in clip number one. All right, stop the music. Oh, this is earth-shaking. Oh, it's earth-shaking. Sarah Palin just endorsed Donald Trump. Great. Oh, I can sleep better. Great. That's so important. Sarah Palin endorses Donald Trump. That's smart. Just what he needed. Now I can rest, I can sleep much better tonight. The very day they could have taken Hillary down on the email thing, they put up this, I have no words for this. I'm afraid we're seeing the meltdown now of the campaign, where they're turning to the very same people who destroyed Romney. They're undermining him from within. He's not listening to those who know what he could do. They're listening to the professional advisors, and it happens to every campaign just at this point. Just when they're about to win, they lose. He needed Palin like a hole in the head. I am greatly honored to receive Sarah's endorsement, Mr. Trump said. She is a great friend.
Go on. And that's the, basically what I said. Those are my exact words. The only one who got it right was Carol Chumley on WorldNet Daily, which I put on michaelsavage.com. She quoted me. So then she goes on the stump for Trump, and she says this in clip two. Listen
carefully.
Are you
ready to make America great again?
Yeah.
Only one candidate's record of success proves he is the master of the art of the dill. He is beholden to no one but we, the people. How refreshing. He is perfectly positioned to let you make America great again. You ready for a commander-in-chief who will let our warriors do their job and go kick ISIS ass?
Oh. Oh.
Ready for someone who will secure our borders, to secure our jobs, and to secure our homes. Ready to make America great again. Are you ready to stump for Trump? I'm here to support the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
All right, I rest my case. I'm sorry, the junior high school cheerleading doesn't seem to move me. But all right, you know, different strokes for different folks. Maybe there's a demographic that'll come out of the... I better watch out what I say now. I envision the wife beater shirt, a rented motorhome. So I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry. Guns all over the house. It's a stereotype that people who would normally vote for a conservative are afraid of. That's what they see. Guns all over the house, even in the crib, they have guns, like a gun stacked underneath the pillow. In case someone breaks in, they have to run. Then they got one under the pillow, in the kitchen drawer, under the toilet, on the flush toilet. They have one, like in The Godfather. They have one in the outhouse. Come on, you know, lighten up a little bit here. But we should be talking about Hillary Clinton. Loose emails sink what? WVFT Radio. Chris, you have a rhyme for that one?
Loose emails sink corrupt females.
If only that were true. If only that were true. I actually wanted it to say something else, like, you know, loose ships sink ships, loose lips sink ships, right? Meaning it helps the enemy hurt us. So what you're saying is a little on a reversal of that, but it's funny anyway. Loose emails, loose emails should sink corrupt females, is what you really mean, right, Chris?
Right.
All right, I'm sending you a copy of Government Zero because you're such a good sport. Let's see what else we have in the sound bin. Hold it, I got it all the way across the board here. I had a nightmare last night. I didn't sleep. I had nightmares that I was in different studios and none of them worked right. And it was like a minute to the show start and I was screaming for the producer, Robert, where are you? I'm pressing buttons and they didn't work and things were disconnected because I'm moving around a lot. I told you I have 1, 2, 3 home studios within a 3-mile radius north of San Francisco. I have another home studio in San Francisco. I have the city studio at KSFO, which I could use with advance notice. And what happens is after it rains out here, the AT&T boxes get flooded with water and they put me out of business. So in fact, just before the show, yesterday and the day before, I had a run 20 minutes before the show in my car, like speeding, over to yet another studio that I have in, like, in the background, in abeyance. And it worked like a charm. I hadn't been in there in years. I did all of my early shows in that house. All of them. It's a little ghoulish because all the memories are when the children were young, the pictures and the this, and, like, the ceiling is leaking. It has to be repaired. But the studio's perfect. But every time I go upstairs, I see, like, a beam is holding up the ceiling. It has to be redone. It's unbelievable. Everything's in turmoil in that house. And I'm a very orderly man. Now, liberals would say that there's a psychological disorder when you're overly orderly, but that's the way I am. Like, I like to line my shoes up at night. I like everything lined up and orderly. I like things orderly. I have to have things orderly in order to work. Disorder and early sorrow. Now, I guess liberals like disorder. They like mayhem. I can't take mayhem. I'm a very precise person, so I like things to be where they should be and work the way they should work. Then my mind works. These 3 hours are supposed to be perfect. Do you know that the 3 hours that I'm on the radio should be the most perfect 3 hours of the day? Do you understand that? In these 3 hours, I should transcend humanity. I should transcend my human form. and fly like an eagle, so to speak. And I can only do that when everything is working perfectly. And the other 21 hours, I'm like everybody else. I crawl like a worm on the ground, or like a broken leg and a broken arm. As Freud said, this is funny now, I used to love this phrase. Sigmund Freud wrote that if you wake up one day and find out that you are broken and you can only crawl on one arm and one leg, he said, crawl on one arm and one leg. That was a great thing. That got me through a lot of my life. Because eventually the leg that isn't working and the arm that isn't working will come back. You got to keep going. You got to keep moving. This is another one of my inspirational every day thrown in because I function that way. So here I am in one of the studios that's not flooded out after dreaming all night about studios that aren't working. And there are other sound bites. Palin, Trump, Trump, Palin. Let's see if there's anything but Trump, Palin, Palin, Trump. Graham is the sourpuss of the election. He's always been a bad. I'll use a phrase they use, bad actor. Lindsey Graham has always been a bad actor. A lawyer, taught lawyer, who was very jealous because everyone can look right through him. Listen to the bad actor, Lindsey Graham, in clip 9.
I think there's a percentage of our people who have got a hard time accepting Obama to be president. He's driven our party crazy. He started, if he had governed like he'd campaigned, it would be different. But he's gone so extreme in many areas that people in our party, at least a fraction of them, are just so upset by him. And Obama is giving, Trump is feeding into that. His message is not a good message for us, and it will catch up with us in general. So if you really want to make Hillary Clinton president of the United States, vote for Donald Trump. Dishonest beats crazy.
Oh, God. Which just shows you why Lindsey Graham was never qualified to even be a senator. Now, Bernie Sanders, as you well know, is the laughing stock of the American political circus. I never thought this day would come when I would see the very people that I ran away from in New York get so far in the political system. And by the way, the guy is a throwback stereotype of the spritzer, the commie spritzer that New York was famous for. You know, always espousing Marxism and capitalism is no good, and the system is rotten, bring the system down, the system is ruined. You know, Hollywood's filled with them. They're billionaires, millionaires, and trillionaires, and they can't stand capitalism because they hide their money and they don't pay taxes. They live on 400-foot yachts in the Mediterranean to avoid taxes, or they put it through a triple Dutch and a quadruple Dutch Irish system and pay 1% a year on taxes. They hide their money overseas, and they're all marching around like progressives, like Sanders. I just can't believe this. So now he gets endorsed by MoveOn.org, a criminal organization, all of whom should be investigated by the House of Un-American Activities Committee, and you'd find things going on in MoveOn.org that would very much surprise you. They now endorse crazy commie Sanders in clip number 10.
I would love to have the endorsement of every progressive organization in America. We're very proud to have received recently the endorsement of MoveOn.org. We've received the endorsement of Democracy for America. These are grassroots organizations representing millions of workers.
Soros.
What we are doing in this campaign, it just blows my mind every day.
Blows my mind. You're so cool.
We're taking on not only Wall Street and the economic establishment, we're taking on the political establishment.
All right. Go have a shot of seltzer on me. Go get the bottle. Give yourself a nice refreshing seltzer and a pickle. Let's see. I hope it's him. I hope she falls and he rises. I really do. I want to see communism versus capitalism. Finally, a blowout election. 85-15 back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America. Go. Those of you who can't get enough of the immigrant and you just love Muslims and you think anyone who opposes the immigration by Muslims is a racist. As you know, there was a rape epidemic over New Year's Eve in Germany by Muslims. Plain English. I'm not mincing words. I'm not changing the words. I'm not putting salt, pepper, or spices on it. An imam in Cologne, Germany, said that the girls were raped because they were half naked and wore perfume. Warning women against adding fuel to the fire, the so-called imam of a Salafist Cologne Mosque, said that the victims of the New Year's Eve rape attacks were themselves responsible for their sex assault by dressing inappropriately and wearing perfume. Speaking to major Russian channel RENTV, Imam Sami Abu Yusuf's remarks came during a 12-minute segment bringing Russians up to date with the latest developments in the migrant invasion of Europe. Sandwiched between eyewitness footage of migrant rampages in Cologne, women being sexually assaulted by Arab gangs, and a segment on a surge of interest in self-defense courses in Germany, the so-called imam told the interviewer, "We need to react properly, not to add fuel to the fire." And then he explained in the view of Salafist Islam why hundreds of women found themselves groped, sexually assaulted, in some cases raped, by gangs of migrant men in cities across Germany. He said the events of New Year's Eve were the girls' own fault, because they were half-naked and wearing perfume. It is not surprising the men wanted to attack them. Dressing like that is like adding fuel to the fire. Now, how any liberal woman can support bringing in throwbacks like this to America indicates to me that they're either not thinking, or they are the useful idiots that Marx wrote about, and they're digging their own grave. That opens up one line at 855-407-28. I see you're still stuck only on one topic, which is Michael Savage's Palin thing. Trump today doubled down and said he would certainly appoint her to his cabinet. All right, fine. Academy members defend their Oscar votes to imply racist is extremely offensive. Yeah, sure. All the good white liberals of Hollywood, they're not racist. Oh, no, no. Guess who's coming to dinner? You know, I mean, come on, please. You know, the fact is that picking a movie because of someone's race is stupid. That's affirmative action. Samuel Jackson is a terrible actor, just using racism now as a guise to win some kind of award. I'll be back in a minute on The Savage Nation.
The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
No Cuban music. They're not ready for it today. This is a strictly 99% Anglo audience. With discussing Trump and Palin, no one of any flexibility is listening to the show today. They've all tuned the channel out. The others have gone. They can't take it. They wanted me to get a little more flexy earlier, but I didn't. You know, my motto has been borders, language, culture forever, right? Since 94. And when I define culture, I said our culture is based upon the U.S. Constitution and the Bible. But that got left out in many discussions about my value system. So maybe I should change it from borders, language, culture to borders, language, Constitution, and you'll further understand what I've been saying to you all these years. You think I don't know what the U.S. Constitution is just because I don't hold it up every day and beat you over the head with it? Do I have to hit you over the head with something every day for you to understand that I understand what it is? Borders, language, culture includes the U.S. Constitution. Just go and listen to my speeches going back to 94 and also look at my books. But the fact of the matter is, that pretty much defines, for me, what a candidate needs to support. And the number one reason that Trump is surging, according to every poll I read, let's put this away already, because he's strongest on his message about the military and taking down ISIS. You know that those are the number one issues on Americans' minds, which is the threat of ISIS, those black-clad Nazi, fascists, whatever you want to call them, raping and pillaging their way across the Middle East. They blew up the oldest Christian structure in the world. Satellite photos came out showing that they blew it up to dust. The oldest Christian structure in the world. If ever there was an argument to disband the United Nations that does virtually nothing but feather its own nest, it is this. Where are the UN troops? Why are they not sent in to protect Christian monasteries and Christian individuals and Christian towns? They're worthless. There should be no UN. There is no need for them. And that's something that Donald Trump really needs to look into. Maybe not initially. We have trouble here. I would get rid of the UN. I would eliminate it. I'd send it out. Get rid of it. It's useless. It's nothing but a bunch of bureaucrats who do deals for themselves. Have they protected the elephants? Check no. Have they protected the mountain gorilla? Check no. Have they protected the rhino? Check no. Have they protected the lion? Check no. Have they protected the tiger in India? Check no. Have they protected the bear in China? Check no. Have they protected Christians in the Middle East? Check no. What have they done? Nothing. No one brings this up. Maybe Trump would bring it up. Maybe get rid of the UN and throw it out of the United States. Maybe he can turn the UN Plaza into Trump Plaza. You imagine a condominium in that building? What a view that would be. A lot of space around that building. UN Plaza could become Trump Plaza. Okay, WDRC Radio. Glenn, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi. I have a theory about why an imam would say such a provocative statement that he did in Germany. It would be...
Go on. Say it already.
Hello. I'm sorry. It would be to sensitize us to the fundamentalist Islamic way of thinking. At first, it's shocking, but then eventually, over time, we would all just obey it, give pause and obey it eventually. I think they say such provocative...
Okay, so the imam in Cologne, a so-called imam, the terrorist imam, says girls were raped because they were half naked and wore perfume. Where's the outrage from the UN? Where's the outrage from the protector of women, Hillary Clinton? How come she has nothing to say about a statement like that? She's a phony through and through. That's why.
I agree.
I disagree with you. He's not trying to desensitize us. The Salafist imam who said that the women were raped by gangs of Arabs in Germany were raped because they were half naked and wearing perfume. He said dressing like that is like adding fuel to the fire. He said it because he believes it. He said it because he believes it. He's blaming the victim. Instead of throwing him out of Germany and rounding up the immigrants who came in and throwing them out, they're blaming the women for dressing like Western women do. I mean, you know, this idea, by the way, if they got what they deserved, used to be prevalent in America in the 60s. Did you know that? There were many people in America who said the same thing. Did you know that?
Oh, God, no, I didn't, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wonder where the true blue conservatives stand on that one. Should women wear dresses that go down to their ankles? If you ask the average liberal girl why she won't be vote a conservative, they laugh at you. They throw a glass of wine in your face. What, do you want me to wear a dress down to my ankles? Braid my hair? What do you want me to do, put a cross on and braid my hair and just be a broodmare? That's what they think. When you say conservative to the average college girl, they think that they're going to put them in a dress down to their ankles. They have to put on a cross, and they have to become someone's broodmare. That's what they think about conservatives. They don't know anything more about the value system than that. That's what I'm saying. We have to educate people. And then on the other side, you have the low-information voters on the right who say that Trump is not conservative enough. Not a conservative enough. Well, they're like the community organizers that worked for Barack Obama. They're the community organizers for Ted Cruz. So I think we've covered that. We learned today that the phrase low information voter was originally written by the political scientist and pollster Samuel Popkin. He used the term low information in 91 when he used the phrase low information signaling in his book, The Reason Voter. Unfortunately, most of you think that the phrase low information voter applies only to liberals. But I'm sorry to tell you what I've learned over the last few months is it applies to many, many other groups, including so-called right-wingers, who really have no information about what they're saying, and they blindly follow the lead of, I don't know who. I don't know who they're following the lead by attacking Trump like this. Probably the Cruz campaign. One last mention of this for a minute. I told you I live near the water a lot of the time, in one of my properties, and I love the birds, and I watch the birds, and I see the birds feeding on the herring that are laying their eggs along the rocks of the breakwater. I mean, they're flocking by the thousands and eating the eggs, right? I notice something that happens. If I walk out on my deck and make a sudden move, one bird, all it takes is one bird to get spooked and fly, all thousands of the birds right up and down the jetty will fly away from that one bird being spooked. And I learned something from that. I learned what herd behavior is. I learned what bird behavior is. And let me tell you something. Many people on the right are just like those birds. Don't assume it's only on the left that herd behavior or bird behavior. I am seeing it coming from the right. Someone spooks one bird and all of them are already flying away. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. All right, race to the White House. That's all you want to talk about. So here for the Democrats, here's some red meat. Bernie Sanders opens up 60-33 lead against Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire poll. The communist from New York, the ILGW union organizer type, the spritzer type, the corned beef on club, the pickle man, the seltzer man, Bernie Sanders, opens up a 60-33 lead against Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire poll. That's good news. That is very good news because the fanatics who are coming out for Bernie probably represent a very small percentage of the overall electorate, which gives us an absolute victory if Trump is the candidate opposing him. That's a huge lead, a 27-point lead over Hillary Clinton. That's a huge deal. And that shift for Bernie, the commie, comes despite the Clinton campaign waging an all-out blitz on New Hampshire since the new year. That's amazing. That's a big deal. Town halls, rallies, and organizing events. Clinton using actresses, Lena Dunham, don't know who that is. U.S. soccer star Abby Wambach, don't know who she is. Senator Al Franken, I think he used to be a comedian. And women's tennis legend Billie Jean King, I think she's still around. Along with her daughter Chelsea, the great newscaster. And, of course, her former husband, Bill Clinton. Didn't help. Pollers, she's dropping like a loose lips sink ships. Right? People don't like her. And so the Democrats don't know what's going on. The hearts are saying vote for Bernie. Good. Go, Bernie, go. Because in a general election, it's 85-15 against Trump. Major winter storm to hit East Coast this weekend. Here's what to expect. I think snow. Here's what to expect. That's a news story. Major winter storm to hit East Coast this weekend. There's never been a winter storm before, by the way, in January. This is the first one. Like when I went to school as a kid in the East Coast, there were no snowstorms. They only occurred now because of Al Gore. There were no shovels, there were no boots, there were no galoshes, there was no snow trucks, no chains. What to expect? It's called white stuff comes down from the sky. It's called snow. What regions of the East Coast will be impacted? Let's see. As far south as northern North Carolina, far north as Boston. In other words, a typical winter. That's all. Right? They're making it into a news story. This area, including Baltimore and Washington, D.C., will be hit hard. 2 feet of snow. 1 to 2 feet. I loved it when I was a kid. Now, up in the Sierra, when I moved out here and I saw 8-foot drifts, that was something for me. That was like God's country. When the first time I ever saw an 8-foot drift up in the Sierra Nevada, I never saw anything like it coming from a place where a foot of snow was a lot. And I used to love to see the cars get snowed in when the sanitation trucks would come by and push the, clean the streets. If you hadn't gotten your car out of the way, they buried you. Robert, did you have that where you grew up? Let's say your father parked his car along the street and it snowed. If you didn't get it out in the morning, which unto itself was pretty hard, you needed chains and slush and the shovel and the salt and the whole family pushing the car over the snowbank. Forget about it. I mean, the trucks would come. They didn't care if you were there. They would plow you right in. If it froze over, your car was like in a, right? Like in a tomb, like a mausoleum. They'd find it in the spring, thawing out with like Sarah Palin's dried moose meat in there. Let's say a moose went in your car for a little, yeah. Strong winds could gust to 30 to 50 miles an hour. Coastal flooding is another concern, blah, blah, blah. When will the storm hit? Storm will first hit parts of the southern East Coast, mainly Kentucky and Tennessee, on Thursday night into Friday morning before moving east toward the mid-Atlantic, blah, 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 blah. Next winter storm. So why is this a news story? Can anyone explain to me how the weather became major news? Answer, propaganda. The stock market clawed back from an earlier gigantic 500-point drop. It was down a monster. A monster drop. It was down 566 points in the beginning of the day. It closed only down 22 points. That means the big money came in after you ran out. After the hedge funders drove you out with fear, they came in and bought it up and made a fortune on the shorts and the longs and the buys and the sells. Have you seen the show Billions on Showtime? Raise your hand if you've seen the show Billions on Showtime. I have. I love it. There's a few things that are too convenient, like, you know, the hedge fund guy's wife is the psychologist for the company who happens to work for the U.S. attorney. That's not believable. And that she's into S&M with the husband. They had to throw in the gratuitous lesbian sex and the gratuitous S&M, which I think diminishes the series, incidentally. I mean, I want to see that. I'll go to another channel. What do I have to work it into that for? Very well written, very well acted. The lead actor in the show Billions is played by Damian, I forget his last name, I do, Lewis. He played in Homeland as the turncoat guy. I recommend it. Most of you don't have Showtime. Most of the right wing have no Showtime, no HBO. In fact, they have no television. They have no typewriters and no internet. They only have a shortwave radio on which they listen to my show. They have a crackly, actually, beyond shortwave. I actually built radios when I was a kid. Did you ever build a crystal radio, Robert, when you were young? When I was a kid, a Boy Scout, I had to build a crystal radio in my basement. Would you believe it? Am I the only show host in America who actually built radios as a child, as a Boy Scout? Here, headline Fox News, unfriendly fire. Trump, Cruz take off gloves in most conservative fight. See? In other words, who is the real conservative? Just what we've been talking about today. And I think we've covered it. And maybe I've helped you understand something. Maybe I haven't. Maybe I've helped you understand. Look at this in Iraq, what's going on. Erasing Christianity. The ISIS wave of destruction claims Iraq monastery, the oldest in the world, and the useless UN did nothing. They took the monastery, they blew it up, and they reduced it to rubble. And this 1,400-year-old monastery survived assaults by nature and man. This monastery was a place of worship recently for U.S. troops. Did you know this? This enemy of ISIS, called ISIS, blew it up. They're destroying everything from human life to civilian life. Everything in their path. They are a virus on the planet. They're not an alternative offshoot of Islam. They are a virus. The Islamic State is a virus. And what has Obama done to stop them? Nothing. And they're wiping out a religion called Christianity that has endured in the region for 2,000 years. And your UN does nothing about it. Your president does nothing about it. Your president mentions nothing about the genocide being committed against the Christians. Your president has permitted Iraq's Christian population to drop. Are you ready for this? Tell your pastor about it. Your president, Hussein Obama, has permitted Iraq's Christian population to drop from 1.3 million to 300,000. It's staggering. A million Christians have been killed or driven out of the Middle East because your president didn't lift a finger. Basically, he was bombing pharmaceutical plants in the desert. So there it is. Doesn't matter to anybody. Troops prayed there, now it's gone. Because he withdrew troops precipitously and left behind nothing to protect the country from the maniacs. They've used bulldozers, heavy equipment, sledgehammers, explosives, turning the monastery into this field of gray-white dust. There is nothing left. It was built between 582 and 590 AC. It was a holy site for Iraqi Christians for centuries. It was part of the Mideast Chaldean Catholic community. Here's another one for those of you who think Islam is a religion of peace. In 1743, as many as 150 Christian monks who refused to convert to Islam were massacred under orders of a Persian general, and the monastery was damaged. Yeah, religion of peace, my eye. It's a religion of conquest. Everybody who studied it knows that. That's why Trump is the only hope we have to save America. Don't stand in his way with your purity.